I took a day off last Friday. I didn't really mean to. It's just that I got a little busy on Thursday. It started the way these days always start, with something else. But the pain was bad enough that it meant a dash to the emergency room. We were in the all-too-familiar routine. An IV put into an arm, a saline drip, of course, tests. On a scan, where no one expected it, where no one had looked before, there was something. Then the doctor said one of the worst things a doctor can say. We found a mass. How could that be? How could no one have seen it? Of course, we all know what mass means. No one needs to say it. It may be nothing, it may be benign, but that only happens to other people, and this one is big. Then came the fear. You know your world is going to change. Actually, it already has. You've crossed a line, and there's no going back. Life will never be the same. Of course, the answers came too slowly. We waited for the next test, we waited for the results, and we started to make the phone calls. You all know them, the calls to let loved ones know something bad, something very bad, may be happening. But something strange happened instead. Things didn't follow the usual path. More specific scans seem to indicate the mass is most likely just a cyst. Most likely, not cancer. A very big cyst, but still just a cyst. They always say as big as a grapefruit. This time, it was true. They won't know for sure if it's benign until they remove it, but that's the way it looks. That's how the day ended. More visits ahead, more tests, certainly surgery. But this time, it may not be the beast. And this time, it wasn't me. I wasn't the one in the hospital bed. I was the one standing next to the bed who couldn't do anything but worry about someone close to me. I was the one who would gladly have changed places, but that's not how it works either. There's a long, difficult road ahead, but it won't be the same road that I'm on. And for that, I'm grateful.